Okay, the next one is Schita. Shin Chaf. It's the next page. Shin Samach Dalet is the page you want. You see it? Okay. So, Shin Samach Dalet, I'm sorry, Shin Samach Dalet is the page. Shin Chaf, as you see from the headline, is talking about Dine Schita B'Shabbos, the laws of squeezing things out on Shabbos. The rule of Schita is that if liquid is absorbed inside a solid and you squeeze it to produce the liquid, that's called Schita, and that is prohibited on Shabbos.
Schita is squeezing or squeezing liquid out?
It's squeezing liquid out. It's so not just the act of squeezing. It's squeezing in such a way that you're going to produce a liquid.
So like fresh squeezed juice, would they use this word?
That's one of the questions. Okay. That's one of the classic questions. He's not discussing that here. What he's discussing here is the issue of cleaning a wound. And, you know, the cotton swab that somebody might use, or you have a wipe that has liquid in it that you squeeze in order to get the liquid to come out. Those are the questions that he wants to address here. Hmm?
Do that all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's the question he wants to address. I mean, the thing you have to know, and we've seen this over and over again, and looking at this, at the Nishmas Avraham, is he's never going to leave you high and dry, so to speak.
Right.
He's just going to tell you this is the way you need to do it, or the ways right. as often as.
What about like, I don't know what you call it? Like you can't sift through and sort out a mixture, but what about creating a mixture? So, like, I was just thinking this because I did this three times today where I had a dry powder that I had to be mixed with a liquid to make one medicine to inject into somebody.
So, where you're dissolving a solid,
yes,
in a liquid, if you're dissolving it, generally speaking, you're going to be fine. There are issues where you make a thick type of a mixture. Like
how
a,
thick is a thick? Injectable.
Right, so that's still? Right. So that's something that has to be figured out. It's not straightforward. But we avoid creating a thick mixture. Think like sand with water, where, you know, it becomes
right,
slushy.
Right.
Yeah. Guacamole would be another example.
Really? So you can't make guacamole?
You can, but it has to be done with certain ways. You do it in an unusual way in terms of the
right.
mixing and, you know,
usually
which one you put in first, the solid first,
or
the liquid first.
There too, so.
Also an issue.
Yeah.
The schita issue in general is a very interesting issue because we have to distinguish between doing the malach on the one hand and doing something in the way of eating, mm-hmm. which is generally permitted.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually, the Gemara distinguishes between certain kinds of fruit which are always meant for their juice, and that's all you really want from them, like
mm-hmm.
olives was an example for them, where they didn't eat the olive, they squeezed the olive out for the olive oil. And that may change culturally, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, certain things where you always want the juice, and certain things where, you know, the juice is just a byproduct people don't like at all. You have different categories. Okay. So, the Shulchan Aruch, first at the top of the page, says, Sfog is a sponge. Ein mekanchin bo, you're not allowed to wipe something with a sponge. Elem ken yesh bo beis achiza, unless the sponge has a handle. Why is it a problem to use a sponge? Gezerah shema yischot, because we're concerned that you might squeeze out the sponge. In other words, using the sponge to absorb things is fine. There's no problem with absorption. The problem is that as you wipe with the sponge, you may press it and squeeze out, or, yeah, well, leave it at that. That's a concern in and of itself. So that's what we need to discuss. And as part of this, we'll have to figure out, why does using a handle make it any better? If this is a problem, then why does the handle help you? So on this, in Aleph now, in the Nishmas Avraham, he says, Sfog ein mekanchen bo, we don't wipe with a sponge. Ayin b'mishnah brura, shekosek b'shem hagura, shekzer shema yisro to sofermu. He says, first of all, the wording in the Shulchan Aruch is incorrect. The Mishnah Brura writes, quoting the Vilna Gaon, that this is a mistake. It's not, lest you squeeze out, which makes it sound like it's a rabbinic prohibition, but rather, it should say, because you do squeeze out. When you use a sponge, you squeeze. Because the Gemara says, it's an automatic event that will take place. It's a given that you are going to squeeze when you hold this in your fingers without even having some kind of a leather, you know, sort of handle base for it. Okay, fine. But then he gets to the practical issue at hand. Nikoi pesa, cleaning a wound. Sorry?
Yeah, nothing.
V'lachin. So he says, therefore, asr likach tsemer gefen, you would not be allowed to take tsemer gefen. Tsemer gefen is? May I know? Cotton.
So it's?
Wool of the vine.
Wool of the vine. Got
yeah.
It.
So instead of wool that grows on an animal, it's wool
right.
of the vine.
Okay.
Vine being the cotton. Yeah. Oh, lignin. Lignin is wood wool. That's the...
It's wood wool.
Well, wood wool is what I found online when I looked up lignin.
Okay.
Lignin, I know. Lignin is plant fibers. But apparently
right.
it has another name, wood wool.
So we need gauze. Where
yeah.
does gauze fit in?
What's the
synthetic.
Material? If it's synthetic,
know.
You're in
what
great shape.
Gauze made, is made
he's gonna
out.
He's gonna talk about synthetics. You're in better shape if you're dealing with synthetics.
I don't know.
Look on the package.
Gauze. I thought it was
on
gauze.
The synthetic side.
Synthetic.
If it's
yeah.
synthetic, you'll be a lot better off. So he says you're not allowed to take cotton. You're not allowed to take lignin, this wood wool. Ulatov lama b'mei chamtzan. And then dip them in mechamtzan. I'm not sure what he means when he says mechamtzan. Chamtzan is oxygen. Chometz is vinegar. I'm not sure what he means with mechamtzan. The others I know. Mechamtzan literally sounds like seltzer. You know? But I don't know. I don't think that's what he's referring to. Alcohol. Oh, yod. You know what yod is? Picture how you would write yod if you were using English letters. What would you? How would you spell that?
Y-O-D.
Or, how else would you spell it? What's the other option? Yod. I-O-D. As in?
Oh, iodine.
Iodine. Yod is iodine. So he says you would not be allowed to dip these into yeah, whatever mechamtzan is, alcohol, iodine, uchadom, and the like. Kedei lenakot petza b'shabbos oes ha'or lifnei zrika, in order to clean out a wound on Shabbos, or to clean someone's skin before an injection. Ki vadai shu sochet, because for sure you are squeezing out. V'utzarich lenozel hayotze, you need the liquid
right.
to come out, that's the point. V'isbe mishum disha v'libun, and there is an issue of disha, Disha and Libun. Disha, or Dash, literally means threshing. And that is the parent issue involved in Sochet. Where's your Malacha in the Mishkan? They're not squeezing grapes
right.
in the Mishkan. But they are taking the grain and crushing it, you know, as part of the threshing process. And that's what you're doing when you produce the liquid. So he has two concerns. One concern is Dash, that you're like threshing with this. The other concern is Libun, whitening. In the sense of cleaning. Not that you're cleaning the skin, but you're cleaning the fabric itself. When you dip it in this cleansing
you're cleaning
agent.
Your gauze or whatever.
Yeah. Now, I didn't want
That's
to get into
intended.
That whole discussion. I didn't want to get into the whole discussion, not just because of that, but because we're talking disposables.
Right.
And therefore, that may not be an issue. That's its own discussion, really. I didn't want to get sidetracked with that. I wanted to focus on the squeezing out issue, really. But if you take a look on your sheet now at number two, Bayes, I should say, he quoted this from Rishlomo Zalman Orbach, this concern, and it was cited in the Tzitz Eliezer. So I brought you it from the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, Lidvari, oh, what happened, right, the reason it's in the Tzitz Eliezer, this is because the Tzitz Eliezer at Waldenburg is responding to a question from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman had read what Rav Waldenburg wrote, and he wrote to him challenging it. And so Rav Waldenburg is now responding to him, and as part of responding to him, he quotes him. So we have both sides of the conversation. He says, L'dvari b'perek yedalet os yedalef, regarding what I had written in chapter 14, note 11, shekasavki le'inyan tefilas hatzemer gefen b'mei borit l'nikui mekom hazrika, I wrote regarding dipping cotton into mei borit, which is also some kind of a soap water, borit like borax, to clean the place where you're going to do the injection. De'ein lachush b'zeli iser schita, I wrote, Rav Waldenberg says, I wrote that there's no concern for schita b'yos shezorkim chatichas hatzemer gefen la'ashpa, because you throw the piece of cotton into the trash, v'hanozel hanischad halech gamkin li'ibud, and whatever liquid you drew out is also going to be thrown out. So aside from the fact that there's no issue of coloring whatever if you're throwing it out, but he says the issue of squeezing out is not relevant. And as he adds in parentheses, v'lachein ein b'kiyah gavna lo mishum schita told us malabein v'lo mishum schita told us dash. There's no issue of squeezing it out, not in terms of cleaning it, and not in terms of threshing either. Nothing is a concern. So Meir Kvod Taras Harav, so his honor, who I added in brackets, is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, challenged this. D'may mahani mashazorek achar kaches hatzemer gefen. What does throwing out the cotton help you in terms of the squeezing out problem? Havare b'tchila hu sochet mimenu mayim lenakos es hamakom. First, you squeeze out the water in order to cleanse the site. Ve'im l'chatzarach gadol mizeh. There's no greater need than that. That is the need for which he's doing this. U'matam chashib le'mar kilu aniskat olich li'ibud. And why do you view it as though that which you squeeze out is being destroyed? Rosh Shlomo Zalman's point is, if you want something to be considered squeezed out to be destroyed, that would mean that you squeezed it out over the trash can, right? Or you squeezed it down the drain. But you're squeezing it out to use it. Sure, eventually it'll be used up, but that's, you know, that doesn't change the fact that this was functional. So that was Rosh Shlomo Zalman's question. So Rav Waldenberg replies, V'lo avin, I don't understand why this is a problem. Hare, bidvarai sham, in my words there, hidgashti, I emphasized, dehuzem ipnei shem ishum tzorech nikwe hamakom maspik tipa kazos, asher lo tavi bichnafeh klal lidei schita satzemer gefen. He says, I emphasized when I wrote this, that in order to cleanse the site of the wound or of the injection, all you really need is one drop. That's really all you need, he says. I don't know the science of this, but he says you need a minimal amount of whatever your sterilizing agent is in order to clean it. And he says that doesn't need to involve any squeezing of the cotton. That's on the surface of the cotton.
There's enough. Just dripping off the cotton.
Exactly. That's what he says. V'nikoy hamakom ye'ase b'derech ha'avara ba'alma shel tipas haratibos al panav. And the cleaning happens when you take that drop of moisture and just run it over the surface of the skin. V'rak imah nish'av b'hamei borit od kama v'kama tipot. And then along the way, you know, more will be drawn out of the cotton that he didn't need. She'yesh l'daktik shelo yush'avu yacharita, that you couldn't help drawing along with it. V'hein heima yacholos l'havi. And that's what could bring about schita. But that's not really what I'm using. That's just being dumped out of the cotton.
So that's assuming it's in an accessible place where you could practically pour it. Sometimes you have a long instrument with your sponge stick on the end so you can access...
Well, that's going to be better, actually.
...someplace further away where you can't direct.
Right. Well, unless he's going to claim that the liquid is there on the surface of it.
Right.
And it's not being squeezed out, so then you have no problem. That's what he's not so much an issue of pouring it.
Right.
What he's saying is, it's the liquid that's on the surface that you're using.
Right.
Any squeezing out that's happening is not serving your needs. It's just happening. I mean, I'm not sure how practical this is.
Yeah.
I don't...
Because I think you tend to put a thing on a sponge stick and you rub it on, you know? And that would squeeze it out. You're not squeezing it, but it's squeezing out when it touches the surface.
It doesn't have to be vigorous.
Depends on, let's say, I don't know, inside a cavity, right? You'd have to push it. You'd have to push it against the skin surface to get the...
Right. I mean, I could see a distinction between cleaning the site before an injection, which is easy, as opposed to cleaning out a wound. But the sponge stick is going to help you, for reasons that we'll see. But he continues to say, to finish the thought on this, he says, V'lachein, therefore, kasavti, I wrote, hani moksha nozeel hanishat as a holich li'ibud. That's why I included the point that whatever you squeeze out is going to be wasted. Yachadim yeser hani mokim shani kosev shambazeh, along with the other explanations, the other reasons that I brought. And then he goes on, he concludes the thought. But that's his. That's where Rosh Shlomo Zalman voiced his concern. Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, you can't tell me it's going to waste. It's not going to waste. Clear?
Okay.
So that's on that point. Going back into here now. Into the so we are now in right after the number two. Right after footnote two. Yeah. Okay, right now, what he has said, what the Nishmas Avram has said, is that there is a concern for Schita. He's taking the position of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So he then writes, V'gam, and he goes into picking it up with a forceps. And he says, V'gam lakavtam bimalakate, picking them up with a malakate. Malakate is a tongue, is a forceps, something like that. Well, a tavlon b'mayim, and then dipping the sponge into the water, o b'mei chamtzan, or this mei chamtzan, which, again, I still don't know what it is. B'lilin goa v'tzemer ha'gefen o b'lignin b'yad, is that you never touch the cotton with your hand. You never touch the lignin, the wood wool, with your hand. Asur. He says that won't help, even though you don't touch it. Even though we said in the Shulchan Aruch that having a handle helps. Why? Shekain b'shaz hanikui b'al karcho yisfat as hanozlim shenispegu b'em. Because he says you're still going to end up squeezing out the liquids that are absorbed in them. I think in order to explain this, we first need to see what I brought you in Source Gimel. I think that's necessary in order to understand what he's getting at here. What he's talking about is this concern for, not a concern for, but the idea of using something that has a handle and why that's better. And there are two different views. The Rambam writes in Source Gimel, you're not allowed to dry something with a sponge. Unless it has a handle. Why? Because then you won't squeeze it out. In other words, the Rambam says the reason why a handle makes it better is because it allows you to wipe a surface without squeezing the sponge. That's what the Rambam believes is better about a handle. Obviously, you can't be using it with great pressure. That's happening. You must be using it really just as a squeegee.
Yeah, but even then, when you're pushing it in,
I feel like there wouldn't be any practical difference between your hand and using the stick, because you can use your hand to wipe as well, just as you can use stick. You can also use your hand to put a little bit of pressure and squeeze out, just as you could use the stick to.
Right. Well, that's the point that he's making in the Nishmas Avraham, is that wouldn't necessarily be any different. However, he can keep on going here. The Ravid says, I have a criticism of the Rambam on this. Hasagas HaRavid. Ve'en mekanchen bespoke, elem ken yeshlo b'sachiza shalo yiskot. He quotes the Rambam's line. And then he says, Amar Avram, hatzar fatim mefarshim kein. He says, yeah, that's the French school. And in parentheses, that's Rashi in the Gemara and Shabbos, who says that. V'kashali, but the Ravid says, I have a problem with that. Ki yeshlo bezachiza mayhavi. Who cares if it has a handle? I efshar leknoach, lekinuach, below schita. He says, you can't wipe something without squeezing it out. It's just not going to happen. I don't care if you have a handle. So he says, there's a technical reason why this works. V'ani omer, kevin shi yeshlo bezachiza, havale kitzlochis mleya mayim. Shemerik mimena mayim. He says something fascinating. You're dealing with a fundamental question. When we say you're not allowed to squeeze out liquid from inside of something, what defines a liquid that is inside of something? When you say a liquid that's inside of something, I understand that if you have a sponge, we're saying there's liquid inside.
Well, because we just put the liquid in there.
No, but what does that mean, that there's liquid inside of the sponge? There are cavities in the sponge.
Right. Or if you're scrubbing, it already
retained in it.
Yeah. Or a scrub sponge already has the soap inside of it.
That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, I have a pitcher.
Right.
I put water in the pitcher. Right? I pour the pitcher out. Water comes out. Is that schita?
No.
There was water inside the cavity in the pitcher.
No, because it's not like retained in the object itself at rest if you were to dump it out. Like if you were to, if at rest, the water would be contained within it without, even if it was turned upside down, nothing
the tension,
the water would leave.
The tension in the cavity will defeat gravity. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
So let me ask you the following question, which in fact comes up in halachic authorities. You have a toothbrush. Forget the whole toothpaste question. Might go in there. You have a toothbrush. The toothbrush gets wet. Isn't there, a case of droplets of water that are retained between the bristles?
Yeah.
If you then press the brush against something, is that schita? I mean, the water is visible. Do we distinguish based on visible water versus non-visible water? You see the problem. It's really challenging. So what the Ravid argues is that the distinguishing point is not how the water is retained in it or whether the water is visible. He says that's the role of the handle, is to make this more like a pitcher. and less like water that's inherent in the entity. He says, "Vani Omer, Kevin Shieshel Beis Achiza, since it has a handle, Havale Kitzlochus Malayamayim." So we look at it as a pitcher filled with water. Shemei Rikmi Menamayim. All you're doing is you're pouring the water out. Havale Kitzlochus Malayamayim. If it doesn't have a handle, Havale Kibeged. Then we view it as like a piece of clothing material with water absorbed in it. Vasur L'Socho, and you wouldn't be allowed to squeeze it out. So that's a very, very different approach. According to the Rambam's approach, a handle means you won't squeeze it out. Well, in that case, if you do press really hard, you're guilty. According to the Ravid, it doesn't matter what you did. You can squeeze as hard as you like. If you have a handle, you're fine. See the difference? So now let's go back into the case of the forceps holding the sponge, holding the gauze. So he said here, that is not a good solution, the forceps case. Asur. So that's prohibited. Why? Shekein bish'as hanikui. We are about 10 lines up, or 11, 12 lines up from the bottom. Bish'as hanikui, when you are cleaning it, you have it? Bel karcho yischad asanozlim shenis begubahem. You will definitely end up squeezing out the liquid that's been absorbed in it. Velodami laha disfo shiyesh lo beis achiza. And you can't compare this to a sponge that has a handle. Delom baya latam shemuter disfo shiyesh lo beis achiza mishum de'efshar lekanech bo belischita. He says, certainly if you're going to take the Rambam's view, the Rambam who said that the reason why a handle is good is because then you won't necessarily squeeze it, right? The Mishnah Brura Sivkat Memzan, which the Mishnah Brura brings as the halacha. Harei hacha hu sochet mamash biyadayim. Here you are squeezing it out. You're for sure squeezing it out. Ela afilu letam harayvet sham at the bottom of the column, even within the view of the rayvet. Yesh lomar de dilma hitiru rak bisvo shebeis haachiza kavua bo. Maybe that only works if the handle is attached to the sponge. Then it's like a pitcher. V'az chashiv kemerik mitzlochis maleyamayim. Then it's like pouring out from a pitcher filled with water. Ayin chazunish min chasiyetzlag srideyesh. Top of the next column. V'ein hevdel b'cholze afilu matzemer gefen kvar tavum liba'od yom. And he says it won't matter whether maybe it was pre-dipped, it's a pre-moistened thing. That's not going to help. So the upshot of what he has said at this stage is he has said no to a gauze, not a gauze necessarily, but to a cotton dipped into a liquid. He has said no to use of a forceps. However, now he's going to give us the way out. Now, I'm not sure. When you describe a sponge stick, so they're detachable, right?
Like yeah, it's, you have an implement, you pick up your...
Yes, that probably won't work.
Under your gauze, and you dip it in.
Yeah, so that won't necessarily work for us. But look where he goes with it. He says, "Ulam." However, mutar lo lehishtamesh letzarat zeh b'chomer sinteti she'eino safik. You'd be allowed to use a synthetic material which does not really absorb, kagon nylon, right? That he says you'd be okay with. V'im ein lo bad sinteti. Well, what if that is not an option? What if your materials are in fact natural materials? So then he says, Yishboch tchila es hayod o es ha'alcohol o ha'mechamtzan al ha'makom haratzui. Pour your liquid on the site first. V'yachar kach yinakehu b'tzemer gefen o lignin. And then you use your cotton or you use your lignin to clean the site. Why? Dehabe schita kila achar yad. Because that's not the normal way to do schita. Schita usually is there's liquid absorbed in something and I'm going to squeeze it out. Not there's liquid on a surface and I'm pressing it and absorbing and squeezing out simultaneously.
Achar yad means like
in an unusual way.
Oh, okay.
Lachayad is the term for in an unusual way. Yeah. Shaharei kavanaso lenageh velo lischa. What you're doing is wiping something to dry it. You're not wiping it up as a squeezing act. And then he says something which I do not understand. And if I end up emailing him about something else, I'll bother him about this also. But I don't want to just email him about this. He says, he says, it's better for you to use lignin. And he tells you to look at the Egle Tal, which is the work by Rav Bornstein, also known as the Avnei Nezer, about the laws of Shabbos, as well as the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos. Why? D'chol she'eino gidule karka patur b'schita aso. Because if it didn't grow from the ground, you're exempt from liability, even if you do squeeze it out. And then he tells you to see Rabbi Avraham ben Avrambam and the Igros Moshe regarding use of paper. Now, my problem with that is that lignin does grow from the ground. Lignin is plant material by definition. But that's what he's quoting you. Take a look at Source Dalet on your sheet and you'll see it. If you squeeze out a garment material to produce the liquid that was absorbed in it, you're liable for threshing. When is that true? If we have linen material or cotton material, or things like that, which grow from the ground. So he's quoting you the Igley Tal, who is saying skeet has an issue with things that grow from the ground. But again, this does grow from the ground. The paper discussion that he refers you to is also an interesting one. Why should paper be any different? It also grows from the ground. So what would you answer? Why should I be more lenient with paper? How absorbent is paper? It's not. Precisely. Take a look at source hay that I brought you here. From Moshe Feinstein. B'dvar lishros niyar b'mayim lekaneach asashulchan ukedomes. Soaking paper in water to wipe down the table. Mistaber d'b'niyar ein lahachshiv zeh l'schita. He says, logically, that's not called schita. D'lo nivla b'toch haniyar. The water is never absorbed in the paper. V'afshal koparim yesh l'esor midirabanan. D'agam b'seyar shavadeh lo nivla asor midirabanan. And he gives you a source. Mikamakum kevin d'enu b'toch kli. V'agam ein derech l'schot mayim. He says it's true that if you have a material that doesn't absorb things, but you use it to soak things up by adhering the liquid to it and then squeezing it out, that is rabbinically prohibited. The example in the Gemara is hair. There was a practice of using hair to soak up oil, like olive oil, and then squeeze it out. I don't really get it, but transport. I think this is like case of need type of a thing. But the point isn't that. The point is that there they call it rabbinically schita, even though hair doesn't really absorb the oil; it's just sticking to it. So he says, nonetheless, since here the paper you're using is not an implement, it's not something, you know, it's not an implement. Number one, number two, that's not the way of squeezing things out. That's not the normal way to do it. You don't want the water. He's talking about wiping up the table with it, so that's not exactly like our case. But the point is that Rav Moshe says using paper would not pose the same problem as other materials, and what he's saying here is potentially that will be another, you know, avenue for cleaning. That, you know, if somebody needed to, maybe they could use paper and do it that way. But he has better options that he posed
first. Like paper, like this kind of paper, or paper towel or napkin, that's
because it's thicker.
Yeah, that's absorbent and it is kind of thick.
Right. That would be an interesting question.
We just call it a paper towel.
Right.
It's not actually paper.
Right. That's part of the problem, is we use words that are imprecise in this. That's true.
I think we call it paper towel probably because it's a towel, but it's thin as paper. So there's nothing paper about it. Yeah.
Remember me to tell you something very funny when we're done about that.
I still think probably most of the stuff we use is probably synthetic anyway. Because stuff grows too well, like on natural stuff, bacteria grows well on it. So are the cotton swabs really cotton?
I think so.
Like, even now, like, you know, a Q-tip, like, I never see a wooden stick. Wood is toxic to the culture medium. We don't use wood. It's synthetic swabs. There's very natural products.
Oh, that will be the thing to look into.
I don't know whether cotton balls. You don't have to use cotton balls. You can use gauze. You really don't need a cotton ball. You can use gauze for sure.
Well, just to finish his thought, he says, "Ulam, however, I am b'shut tzitzel yezer shekosev shein lachush le'isr schita b'timer gefen." Reb Waldenberg said there's no concern at all for schita with cotton. Kevin shen nozel hanischad holech le'ibud vein derech schita b'kach, because the liquid's going to be destroyed, and that was the point that Shlomo Zalman was responding to originally in source base. Reb Waldenberg said, so there's no issue. That's not the way of squeezing things out. V'kasav li'agon Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that's all about Shlomo Zalman. Raman wrote to me, as he wrote in Source Bays, the whole vashchita ilutzarach shalnikoy harezeh shimush lutzarach. Since you squeeze it out to use it to clean things, that is called for necessity. Ve'ein zechashiv kesochem le'ibud, it's not viewed as squeezing out to be destroyed. So he brings the argument, but again, it's rejected, and I think I understand the reason for rejecting it. But what he has given us are the following solutions. Synthetic material, pouring the liquid on the wound first, a sponge with a handle, you know, a real one, not something where I just pick it up with a forceps, but if I had, you know, the option of some kind of a handle on it, those seem to be, you know, appropriate ways to deal with the problem. Those seem to all be, you know, acceptable solutions. He's going to deal with one other concern. Maybe we'll save that for next time. He has one other concern that he wants to discuss. Maybe we'll pick up with that.
What about squirting a liquid out of sort of like a squeeze bottle with a spout?
Right.
Because I'm still stuck on the inaccessible body cavities being cleaned. Because that's what I do. So, you know, if you can't...
I don't see a problem.
You could have, you know, a bottle and you squeeze the bottle and the liquid comes out.
Yeah, I don't...
Spout, directing it onto the surface you want it so that it can land on something that you can't pour
right.
it onto.
Right, I don't see any problem. Yeah. You know, that'll go back to your standard, though, of defining something as absorbed.
Right.
But from a halachic standpoint, I don't see any problem.